Luke chapter 2 tonight. Luke, the second chapter, just briefly, if you allow me to share it tonight, I want to call attention to a few things from this passage Terry just read. And the announcement that came on that night, can you imagine being part of that announcement? And then talking about it for 30 years until Christ came out. I think about that often. But during that time, the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds by night, and the message was, started out, glory to God in the highest. And the angels pointed all of mankind to God. And you'll notice that they didn't name anybody's name. They didn't say, hey, George, or hey, Hank, glory to God in the highest. This was a message for all of mankind, all generations from everywhere, that our focus should be on God. We are so tempted during these times. We try to outgive each other. You know, we've got to buy for grandkids. We've got to buy for, you know, our wife or sweetheart and that kind of thing. And we're in competition, but our focus should be on the Lord. Gifts come and gifts go. Someone said we use Christmas to buy gifts for people we hardly ever see that we don't like anyhow, but we're trying to impress for Christmas Day. You know, when we get together with extended family. But the angels of the Lord said, glory, and that means laud, honor, and obedience. Glory that draws all attention to God. Glory to God in the highest. And everything is due to and watched over by God. You know, we often, in this time, we sing that song about that guy with the red suit. You know, and we say, you know when he knows when you've been sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. We have the good list and the naughty list. How many remember that? When I was growing up, I never wanted to be on the naughty list. Always wanted to be on the good list, so long about Thanksgiving, I started being really good. You know what I mean? Right around Thanksgiving, I was reminded that Christmas was coming because decorations went up and stores started to, you know, at that time, the only place you could hear Christmas carols, now you hear them everywhere. But that time you heard them at Montgomery Ward's when you went into Christmas. So I wanted to be on the good list. But God really does see you when you're sleeping. He really does see you when you're awake. He knows when you... what your actions are and what your actions are towards one another. And from his vantage point, nothing escapes God. So this announcement that came to this world was pointing to God. And now we have to, if we are going to look at God, if our focus is on God, then we have to look at his personality. And God is not one that fusses with anything. He's not impressed by our bravado. He's not impressed by what kind of gifts we buy. He's not impressed by how we say Merry Christmas. He's impressed with our heart. See, he sees our heart. Other people see our outward appearance. We certainly look festive. Everybody came in this evening and said, Merry Christmas. Y'all look festive. I can't see into your heart. But the God that was called upon during this time when he said, glory to God in the highest, he was the one that the focus is on. And from his truth, not our perspective. You see, he gauges us not by our opinion, but by his. When he is in control, all things work together for our good. This announcement was made. It was a fresh word to a world-wearied people who were, those people at the time, these shepherds, were indentured servants to an evil system. Not unlike today. We are indentured to a government that we're not too happy with right now. I don't think too many people are happy with their governments anywhere on the earth. Where if we look to man, if our focus is on man, they'll let us down every time. Guaranteed. Come on, guaranteed. Even if we like somebody because they're a famous politician or a famous actor, or a famous person, everybody lets us down. But God is consistent. And so the angels said, glory to God. And then they said this term. They said, in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. That means there's nobody above him, nothing above the heavens where he dwells. That's it. You can't get any further than that. If you're talking to God, you're talking to the man. You're talking to, he's it. He's all that and everything is him. It's complete. He's the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the Alpha and the Omega. Everything started by Him and it will end by Him, and He'll still be here. Glory to God in the highest. No hindrances, no blockages. And you know, the amazing thing is He welcomes you in to talk to Him anytime. You know, if I started the process to try to get a personal audience, which I would love to get a personal audience with Obama. President Obama, I'd like to just spend 10 minutes with him. How many would say amen to that? Come on. Just spend 10 minutes with me, because I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what's behind those words you're saying. Could you explain those? Just 10 minutes. But if I started the process, I would, number one, I'd probably never get there. But how many know it would, I'd have to go through layers. And when I got there, I might be speechless. It might be a little bit intimidating with Secret Service agents and all kinds of things. But the God of the universe welcomes us to talk to Him at any time. The one who created President Obama, the one who created the Secret Service, the one who created the layers, the one who created everything welcomes us in. Glory to God in the highest. Woohoo. I don't know about you, but that excites me. That makes me want to sing Christmas carols. Joy to the world. Because I get a personal audience, and He welcomes us all. All that He asks is that we accept Him in our heart. Once we ask Jesus in our heart, He said, the only way to get to the big man is through me. Come on, somebody. And then it says, on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Just a couple of thoughts on that. On earth. Heaven and earth was no longer going to be separate. Before this, heaven was someplace far off. Nobody had ever even heard from God for 400 years. Everything they heard was in a book somewhere. It was written in scripture. Somebody was talking about it. My great, 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 great grandpa was at the, my fifth generation grandparents were at the mountain where God spoke. Nobody had heard from God. And now it was saying on earth, the kingdom of God was coming to earth. And, you know, it's hard to see the kingdom of God because it's not seen. Kingdom of God is an unseen kingdom. When we react, when we focus, when we obey God, that makes the kingdom come out. God appeared to Jacob from the heavens and promised him the earth. And now it was coming to pass. And these angels were saying, on earth, peace. Now, we could say to these angels, did you get the message wrong? Because ever since that, there's been wars and rumors of wars. How many know there's conflict and war going all over the earth? And we don't want to misunderstand this statement. This statement that was made so joyously wasn't going to bring peace on earth between one another. There will always be wars as long as there is sin. When man is governing without God, there'll be sin. Come on, somebody. There'll be conflict. There'll be people stopping Shoppers in Chicago. It just happened today. I mean, they blocked the Miracle Mile or whatever that thing is called there in Chicago. No peace with one another. Not peace with the enemy, physical or spiritual. We're going to have warfare against Satan. We're going to have warfare against sickness. No, the peace that we're promised and the peace that He brought is peace with God. We have peace with God. I'm not in conflict with God. I'm not in argument. I'm not wrestling God. I'm not trying to convince Him to bless me or to heal me or to give me. Come on. I'm not, He's on my side, see? And He promised that peace. God was setting in motion an eternal peace between Him and His redeemed. Forever accepted. He said, having made peace through the blood of the cross, Colossians 1:20. And so when the angels were announcing peace on earth, they knew what they were talking about. They may not have known how it was going to happen, and it was a few years before it actually took place. But when Jesus said, peace I leave you, not as the world give, I give you peace. This peace is between God and us. 14:27 in John, He says, peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. And so in my home, in my heart, in this season, and where we're focusing and singing Christmas, I'm at peace with my Creator. And I didn't have to go through any layers. All I had to do is bow my head, close my eyes, and there He is. Shut the world out, and there the King of Kings is. There God is. There His throne is. Wow. I don't know of any other gift. Paul, somewhere in his letters, stops and says, thank God for the indescribable gift That's what he says. Thank God for the indescribable gift of Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. You can't stop. It unwraps all the time. It's the gift truly that keeps on giving. And then it says, peace, goodwill. God has the best in mind for you. Contrary to popular belief, God is not trying to see how much you can take. Let me put pressures on these folks and see how they act. No, God wants us to have peace. God wants us to have joy, love, long-suffering. What gives us the trials is ourselves and our enemy. When we get out of God's will. He said and he declared, these angels were declaring, God sent them with a message for the earth. And they said, peace, goodwill towards men. You and I are chosen for salvation. I'm just silly enough to believe if you're here tonight, you're hearing my voice, you've been chosen for salvation. God is drawing you by His Spirit. To say yes to Him is to win the delight of heaven and the protection of God Himself. Listen to what the Scripture says. It says, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love that. Not only can I go to God anytime, but He guards me. You want to fuss with me, you're going to have to get through God first. Come on, somebody. He says, I'll be there. I'll answer your prayer. I'll stand with you. I'll rebuke the enemy for you. I'll rebuke the devourer for you. I'll give you what you ask. Not only does He provide attention, He also gives us authority. That's part of the goodwill promise. So that we don't have to mess with the things of the world. And then it addresses this awesome thing. Again, they didn't call anybody's name. They said, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Women, you're not left out. Men is a nomenclature that means men and women. So glory to God in the highest, peace, goodwill to all people. God's focus and all of His resources are now on the plan of redemption, now on the plan of peace, now on establishing His kingdom. That announcement divided the earth from A.D. and B.C. At the birth, all time stopped and they started again back at zero. Can you imagine? I don't know anybody else that was born where the calendar was stopped. Okay, we'll stop the calendar. Let's start at zero. Why? Because God intended to establish something from that juncture, from that hinge point, from that flash that came from heaven. When those angels announced, that just wasn't a little convenient thing with shepherds in a field. That was an announcement for all of ages until He comes back, until Jesus returns. That promise is completely echoing even in our generation. Of all the conflict that's happening, of all the things that are happening, of all the stress that we find ourselves under, He says and He promises He'd give us peace and goodwill. God's focus is on you and I tonight. And two things He's doing even now. Number one, He's drawing men to Himself. God is in the business of being attractive. Well, you know, God is not pushing people away. He's attracting people. People that say they don't believe in God, people that say they don't think God loves them, watch the first time they get in trouble, what's the first thing they do? Oh, God, help me. Come on, somebody. Talk to an EMT. He said almost every accident he goes to, people are praying. Now, whether they're religious or not, they're not carrying a Bible and cross, they're praying. When we get in trouble, we pray. So He is drawing man to Himself. Salvation is the most important thing in the economy of heaven. He's drawing men to Himself. And number two, He is leading us, showing us His will, protecting us, and using us to extend His kingdom. And we are asked to focus on Him. The minute that you start to focus on a man or a movement or a church or a religion, you're gonna lose it. See, everything on this earth should be pointing towards Him. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Stand with me and let's sing together. Oh, come, let us adore Him.